or covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Shu Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights. On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Shu Bartholomew. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new show of On the Commons. And who else would I have with me on the Commons this week? None other than Jan Bergman. He's the guru down in Florida. And if there's anything that's going on in Florida, he knows about it. Trust me. So we're going to pick his brain today. Jan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's true. Thank you for having me. And there's a lot to talk about in Florida. A lot of things happened here recently. And well, you can call it nice or not so nice, depending on what side you're on. But, you know, the big headlines in the moment is, for Miami-Dade, the Hammocks community, that's the biggest HOA here in Florida. They have about 6,500 single-family homes, townhomes, and apartments. More or less, it's a mixed community. And the five board members were arrested for racketeering.
Oh, wonderful. Five and board members.
They are accused of embezzling more than $2 million.
Wow.
And the state attorney who headed the investigation and really took care of it and did a real great job, described this as a criminal enterprise intended to benefit certain board members and their relatives and relatives' business. It really is a story.
You know, this reminds me of a story, and I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you right here. Because some years ago, when I was right in this very studio doing a show, I had the door opened and someone from CAI came in, one of the CAI members, because there was a big story about just this sort of thing, except in that case, it wasn't the board members who did it. In that case, it was the employees who were actually members of CAI. He came in and he said, "What's wrong with you people? Why is it that you damned homeowners are not providing oversight in your associations? Why aren't you making sure that the books and records and nobody's stealing and all of that, why can't you do that?" And I said, "Oh, excuse me. What happens if someone walks in and says, I'm here to inspect the financial books and records as per my right? What happens?" You call the
association. We're talking about that in the second case. We're not there yet. But it's just amazing, you know, how especially the CIA attorneys, they are the ones who are preventing people from seeing the records.
Exactly.
And they're fighting them and they're suing them for asking to inspect
these
records.
Exactly right. That's what I told him. I said, "What happens when we ask to see them?" And he goes, "Bah, bah, bah, bah." I said, "That's what happens."
We talk about that later.
All right.
Because that's another case. In the moment, you know, in the Hammocks, the five board members were arrested. The judge put the association in receivership. and immediately fired all attorneys and all companies who worked for the Hammer.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so the receiver went in with an investigating team of police officers, and guess what? They found all over hidden records in the clubhouse, in the office. Under the, even hidden under the floorboard. So it is expected that even more arrests will follow, and that the amount so far estimated of 2 million will even grow.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, these people tried since many years to get rid of the board. The board president, who was now arrested again, already facing a trial. She was arrested last year for embezzling money and doing all kinds of other stuff.
Whoa.
But she stayed on as a president, believe it or not.
How did that happen?
Because there's no enforcement here in this state. And so they created more or less, call it ghost operations. You know, operations, there was only one person, they created them, and then they paid money to these corporations,
whoa,
claiming their vendors, and then they split the money.
Oh my gosh.
So there are quite a few other guys who will be charged, more or less, and it is amazing. And you know, it finally only came to the real investigation, to a serious investigation, after this board kind of stopped the elections. You know, they had hundreds of people standing in front of the office door, and they said, well, it's 8 o'clock, we're stopping, no more. And then they said, we won. And the next thing they did is they announced an increase of the monthly maintenance fees by about 400%.
Wow.
And that got the people really going, you know, because many of these people, that is not a rich community, you know, they're not, you don't have their $500,000 and $800,000 homes. And they would have lost their homes because they wouldn't have been able to pay these amounts of maintenance fees they were asked to pay. So it was all investigated, and Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, the state attorney of Miami-Dade, finally got it going. She already blamed before in a grand jury report the DBPR and the Division of Condominiums for not doing their job. So she went in and had their investigators do the job and found them guilty. And this is really the big story, because it again shows one thing. We can create all the good laws for HOAs and for everything, but without proper enforcement, it's a waste of paper. And it's a waste of effort to create more laws for HOAs if you don't enforce them. Because this brings you to what we were talking earlier. You know, the guy from the Community Association Institute came and said, why don't the owners inspect it and take care of it and do this and do that and do this? Well, in the Boca View condominium in Boca Raton, the owners tried since years to get the records. The first owner who tried totally failed, got bumped out, and finally sued by the law firm of Beck and Poryakov, the association attorney. And there was first she won, then she lost the appeal, and now she owns nearly $600,000 in legal fees just for trying to inspect these records. I mean, it's hard to believe, and I could never believe that the judge came up with such a ruling because it made no sense, and it's, in my opinion, absolutely against the Florida statutes. But hey, that is how it happens. And I don't know why the judge ruled in that favor. Maybe he drinks whiskey with the attorney at the local bar in the evening or something like that. I don't know, because the law, the Florida Statute 718, it is very clear. You have the right to inspect the records, period. End of story.
You know, Jan, when I'm going to interrupt you again. When I first got involved in HOAs and I didn't know a damn thing about them, we didn't have, you know, all of this stuff. What I did was I went to the courthouse and I read up, and I read the governing documents of some of the associations, and they started off by saying that homeowners, that owners, are allowed to inspect. It is their right to inspect. That doesn't mean
so
you can.
So do the Florida statutes very clearly.
Yeah, but if you want to say, well, it's a contractual, yeah, the contract is right there. It's in the contract. You have
yes,
a right.
And it's even in the statute. And nobody argues that, but they said, oh, we offered, and she couldn't make it. She was a nurse on a 24-hour duty. And they told her, you have to come tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And she said, I can't because I'm on duty in the hospital. Remember, we had a so-called pandemic here in this country,
yeah,
you know. And then they said, okay, you missed your opportunity, now no more.
Oh, playing games, huh?
You know, and then the association won an appeal.
What's wrong with the judge?
I thought the owner was right, but then in appeal, the judge said, well, the association is correct, you know, and she nearly owes now $600,000 in legal fees. She has to declare bankruptcy in order to keep her home. You know, that's what happens to owners who dare to ask for inspecting the financial records. But then there was a second owner. So she tried her luck, you know, and got bumped as well, and no, and so this is as well going on since years, right? So it went to court, and now she won in court. And the judge ruled that the association has to immediately show all the records, does everything, has to pay the legal fees, the owner is the prevailing party, and so on and so on and so on. But what we expect is that the law firm of Becker and Poyakov will just file for another appeal because they have money up the yahoo, and the board is willing to pay. And a board that is willing to pay this kind of money in order to prevent owners to see the records, you know full well why.
Yeah. You know, if you've got something to hide, then you're going to hide
it. If you have nothing to hide,
it's out in the open.
Say, hey, look, here is everything you want. Please take a look. Be happy about it, right? But only if you have things to hide, then you hire these kind of law firms, and they're known for doing it, you know, in order to protect your wrongdoing.
You know, I keep saying that this HOA concept is a flawed concept, and I get people arguing with me. You are wrong, Shu. It's not a flawed concept. It is a flawed concept.
It absolutely is, because it doesn't work.
Yes, thank you.
And we see that all the time. Don't forget, we have here in Florida about 2.5 million homes located within mandatory homeowners associations, right? Let's face it, that is more than 5 million people living in these associations, and there is absolutely no enforcement. You have to go to court in order to enforce your rights. And as you've seen, that even doesn't work in many times.
No.
It costs you an arm and a leg, money these people just plainly don't have. And, you know, the problem is that these law firms know they're losing on facts because the statutes are pretty clear. But what they do is they drag it out, they drag it out, and they drag it out. If need, they even appeal the case if they lose. And they just hope that the owner runs out of money and has to settle. That is the whole thing behind it.
That's the whole game. That's why I love the Ferran case, because they just managed to shut down their association. The board, they had no money. The HOA had no money. They couldn't deal with it. They said they were going to file bankruptcy. The judge said, no, you're not. And it actually cost the board members, they had to dig into their own pockets to pay some of the stuff. But you know, these things don't work. They're flawed. It's not going to work. And it's time we admitted it. It's time we admitted it.
Right. And you know, the big issue here in Florida is in the moment the bill the legislator passed in the special session, which creates mandatory reserves and inspections and all kinds of things for condominiums higher than three stories, you know, after the collapse of the Champlain Towers that cost the life of 98 people.
Yeah.
So they passed a bill which on paper looks very good. But here's the thing. When you talk to condo owners, you will hear, we have nothing against reserves. But the fact is that we paid into the reserves, and then the board used the money for all kinds of pet projects instead of the money it was, of the things that was intended, the money was intended for. So when we really needed the money, the reserve funds were empty because the board had bought new palm trees or something for it instead of a new roof. You know, that's why we don't want reserves. So what needs to be done now after all this bad experience for owners, for condo owners and homeowners alike? There is no need to pass any more stupid bills that help, oh, you have right to inspect and you have the right for this and you have this and blah, 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 blah. You know, the only thing necessary is in strict enforcement by the government of the statutes that they enacted and to protect these reserve funds, meaning
yes,
to punish the people, to really punish the people who steal this money or abuse it for other purposes than intended. And that is the only thing that has to pass in the next legislature, because we all know that the division of condominiums is just a joke. They're useless. They're not doing anything. And they're only costing people's money. This has to be redone. We have to have a government agency for condos and homeowners associations alike.
Why don't we just get rid of the damn things? They're not going to work.
You can't. You know, in this country, you can't. You know, other countries were smart enough not to allow them in the first place. But it's kind of difficult, you know.
You know, here's the silver lining to the housing construction in this country, because they don't last forever. It's not like you go to the Middle East where they have houses that have been there for over 100 years, like the house my grandfather built, or the house my parents built. The hotel is over 100, so I don't know, close to 200 years old. And those things stand. They're not going to stick around that long over here. They're just going to collapse and they're going to fall, as you can see. Stop allowing them. And stop allowing them to be built. It is nothing but a nightmare. I saw a headline, and I don't know where it was from. Some guy got pissed off, and he shot and killed two of his elderly neighbors.
Yes, that just happened 2 days ago here.
It happened in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have time to pull it out. I just saw the headline. 81-year-old woman who was the president, and I don't know.
And the husband, he got shot. Shot to death, both.
Yes, they were both killed, right.
In front of their apartments, it was a condo apartment or a condo association, and she was the president, and she had arguments with the person who finally shot them about the HOH issues, or about the condo issues, actually. And, well, the guy was arrested and says, well, I just lost it.
Yeah. Yeah, he told his wife to call the police and say that I shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was there. He's in jail. But, you know, the thing is...
But the people are dead.
But the point is that when I say it's a flawed concept, these are the things that contribute to the flaws.
Sure.
You know, these are the things that contribute. You can't fix it. We keep trying to fix it. We're wasting our time. Just stop building them. I know we've got a bunch of them, but...
Yeah, but the thing is, you have already plenty of them, and you just can't say, okay, you can't pass a law saying, hey, you're no longer a homeowners association.
You can say no more homeowner association.
Hey, in this country, contract law even supersedes the Constitution, as we have seen in New Jersey. Right? First Amendment right... No, not in homeowners association. That's what the Supreme Court in New Jersey said. You know, so all in all, we have to do something real fast, something that works. And the easiest thing is to create a real agency with teeth. You know, look, this is the ridiculous part of it. Florida Statute 718, which regulates condominiums, clearly says in 718.501, if the owner can prove to the division that he by certified mail requested twice to inspect the records and the association failed to do this and to allow him to inspect these records, the division will have to subpoena these records, right? This bill was passed at a time when Julio Biner was still in Tallahassee, right? You know how long that is done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how many times do you think the division subpoenaed records?
Zero times.
People pushed it. People tried. They even told them, look, this is what you have to do. Here is the proof, 2 certified letters. I didn't get the records. They always find a way to avoid subpoenaing the records. Because the whole book of view case, with all the cost, which is in the meanwhile most likely more than $1 million, right, in legal fees, could have been avoided if the division would have done the job they are being paid to do, and which they are even, which they should do according to the Florida statutes. And they didn't.
Why do we have to make life so complicated? Owning a home and living in your home in peace is something that the whole world manages to do without all of this nonsense about having to send so many certified requests and all of that. If you have a right to go in and look at the governing, look at the financial records, you have a right to look at the financial records. Go in and look at the financial records. You know, it should be that simple. We're making things more and more and more complicated. And that's why the damned attorneys are making so much money. They just want to complicate things. Oh, you didn't cross that T, therefore it doesn't work because your name is you know, your name is this, and you didn't cross the T, so how do we know it's you? I mean, stupid, stupid, stupid stuff. And the judges let that pass. That's got to stop.
Yes. But, you know, it makes these attorneys rich on the back of these homeowners.
That's right. And we're allowing it.
Because they're paying in the end, you know, win, lose, or whatever. They pay. And these attorneys make a real great life doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. And they shouldn't be allowed. So why don't we hold the attorneys off to jail?
Remember, I wrote the op-ed, which is on our website. You know, the headline was, "How guilty are these attorneys?"
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
I made a good case. I showed what they're doing. I showed that they knowingly help boards to violate the laws.
Yes.
You know, yes, everybody, every defendant needs a good defense, and they need an attorney. But, you know, attorneys shouldn't be there to help these people violate the laws and create the crimes they're doing. And that is what they're doing by helping them to hide the records.
Yeah, no, and they should be penalized for that. The attorneys should be. Some years ago, I had someone contact me, and I listened to their story, and I thought to myself, this is a fair housing issue. And I sent them and told them to go and file a fair housing complaint, which they did. And they actually won that, and it was a fair housing issue, and I was so thrilled and pleased about it. But, and I'm trying, I lost my train of thought. There was something to do with the attorney. The attorney was all upset, but that's not what I wanted to tell you. Anyway, I'm sorry, I forgot. I lost my train of thought there.
Right, but you see, here's the thing. You know, in the hammocks, the association attorney must have known what is going on there. Because in press conferences and statements and so on, he covered it up. He said everything is fine, and, you know, 400% increase of maintenance fees. Well, it needs to be done because of the inflation and of all the problems created by the pandemic and blah, 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 blah.
Nonsense.
He helped them close the office doors, you know, to avoid a proper election and all this kind of nonsense. So, in my opinion, he should be one of the defendants in the criminal case brought by the state attorney's office in Miami.
I absolutely agree with you.
You know, and that is my point. And you know, these people, you know, these are not rich people, which were really violated and have serious problems now with the finances because the money is gone. You know that.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, these people should be made whole again. And, for example, the money of these kind of people who helped creating this mess, that should be taken from them and paid to the back to the owners so that they don't have to carry the whole burden of the financial losses.
But we see
what's happening. You know, remember the case where they in Hallandale Beach four guys embezzled $1.4 million. Out of the four guys, one went to trial, and the judge said, "Oh, you know, you're 71 years old. I can't send you to jail anymore." You know, so. You know, despite the fact that he was arrested on the airport with his 45-year-old girlfriend coming from the Bahamas, paid with the money from the association, you know. But the judge said, okay, so what we do, we put you on probation, and when you die, your condominium will be turned over to the association as kind of reparation for the losses you caused. That was all.
That's unbelievable. That's absolutely unbelievable.
You know, that's not, in my opinion, not even a slap on the wrist.
No.
That was a good laugh.
No, it's...
You know, we have to learn in this country again that if there is a crime, there has to be punishment, you know, and not treat the criminals better than the victims.
That's true.
You know, feeling sorry for the poor criminal. Come on, he did the crime.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And that's why I say we've just completely ruined everything. We need to stop this whole nonsense. We've got to pull the plug on it. We cannot fix it. This HOA business is unfixable. You cannot fix it.
In a way, it is. And in my opinion, we shouldn't allow new ones to be built anymore.
That's what I said, you know.
Right. But you can't just, the ones which are still there and which will run for another 28 years and 26 years, depending on when they were built, you know, you can't just say you're no longer an HOA. That doesn't work.
I never said that, Jan. I never ever said that.
I know, but the thing is...
We
have to deal with all these people by creating the necessary enforcement to protect the people we already put in harm's way.
But you see, if you've got the police there taking care of every little piece of stuff, there's not going to be the incentive to get out. The housing, as I've been saying on this show for ever since I started, is made of cardboard and scotch tape. It's not going to last, even when it's built in Florida. It's not going to last. So the damn things are going to fall down, okay? Do not allow them to be rebuilt. Do not allow another HOA. It's been an experiment that's failed. Accept it. It's not going to work.
The issue, let's look at the real problem in this country. The people in this country always vote for the same people again, over and over again, you know, and I don't know if they expect a different outcome if they vote for the same legislator again, right, or the same elected official, right? They don't, but they vote them in. And, you know, to me, it seems that the majority of people in this country seem to love crime, seem to love open border at the South, and seem to love the high prices and inflation and everything, because they elect the same idiots again who created it.
Well, it sounds like they're electing the same idiots in condominiums as well. Didn't you just say?
Right, but here comes the problem. And that is where we get to election fraud, Shu. You wouldn't believe how much fraud is done in these elections.
I used to work in these elections.
And it is ridiculous. And you see, in the hammocks, for example, you know, they said, pandemic, only one at a time can enter the office to do the election, right? Remember, you know, you have 6,500 homes. You know, how do you want to get them through in one day if you only allow one person at a time into the office? You know, at 8 o'clock, they close the office door with more than 200 people still standing outside waiting to vote. And they said, no, it's 8 o'clock, it's closed, tough luck, go home.
It's, you know, again.
You know, and then in other places, you know, in an HOA, for example, here in Florida, you know, they allow nominating committees. Right? The law allows nominating committees. So what do the boards who want to stay in power do? They appoint a nominating committee, their spouses and friends.
Yeah.
And they say, only the sitting board members, they're qualified to be board members. All the other candidates, they're useless. We can't use them. So we only put the 5 board members on the ballot. That's allowed by law. Imagine that.
You know what? As I said, this does not work. We can't fix it. The whole thing is riddled with
garbage.
Who
comes up with such stupid ideas to write bills like that? I tell you who.
people who
the
have
attorneys who then make money out of it by election challenges.
The people who have something to gain by it.
Sure. Because, see, you know, in this country, we fight over the fact, you know, that you show an ID if you want to vote, right? This is about as ridiculous as it gets.
We're still arguing about
people
that.
Can't get, well, how do they get a driver's license if they can't get a photo ID? Hello?
Don't you need a photo ID to go to the to borrow a book from the thing?
Oh, sure. You need a photo ID for nearly everything.
But then,
you know,
they don't want you to do
but
that.
But hey, you know, that is racist to ask for a photo ID. You know, I watch German TV and they sometimes make fun out of the American systems. You know,
I wish I spoke German.
Out of it. And, you know, when our president was in Germany and stuttered in front of the microphone, they had a comedy show over.
When I was an infant, my father hired a German governess so that I would learn German.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I did not learn German. All I know is eine kleine Dickma, I'm Sassassin, and I was out anywhere. I'm not going to go through that.
Well, you know, my German is a hell lot better than my English. So that's the way it works. But I tell you, you know, it's so amazing with what kind of things they come up here, you know. The election rules here in Florida for homeowners association, you know. I mean, I tell you, the countries we consider third world countries and we always laugh about it, they have better rules than our HOAs.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
You know, and this is the thing, you know, and I said that before. In Germany, 54 million people voted, right? Guess what?
You didn't have the problems.
An hour after the office is closed, the election office is closed, we had the results.
Yeah.
You know, here, you still don't have results from the November election. You know? And I wonder how long it will take to have in Georgia the result. Today.
What we need to do is fire all the attorneys because they're causing a lot of the problems, and we need to
we have to fire as well all the professional legislators who can do nothing else but sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
All they can do is send you emails and make telephone calls. Oh, you have to donate some money. We're short on money and, you know, our deadline, and we didn't meet our deadline goals and blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
blah,
you
blah,
get
blah,
those
blah,
as well? I thought they were only sending them to me.
Yeah, no, they send them everywhere, you know, and they're both as bad, you know. It's not that one party is worse than the other. No, they all do that, right? That you have these professional legislators who are sitting there all their lives, getting rich, you know, and I wonder how they can get that rich from just the salary they're receiving as legislators.
Yeah, they can't. I know. It's
you know, that's another question, you know, and you know, if you realize that some people are on the take, then, oh, it must be Russian disinformation or something like that. You know, but anyway, you know, the problem is there in these associations. And, you know, here in Florida, more than 50% of all the people who live here live in some sort of mandatory association.
Yeah.
Or community association, you know, be it co-ops and townhomes and single-family homes and condos and you name it, right?
Right.
You know, and they are unprotected. You know, the scams run rampant. The people lose their money. And as a follow-up, they lose their homes. You know, we have law firms, they specialize on foreclosures, you know, for associations. You know, and they all make a good living. Only the homeowners, they get nothing.
Right.
They fulfill their dream, the American dream of owning a home, right?
Right.
And then they realize they fell into a money trap, which in the end they lose because they can't pay it all. And that's what it is.
No, it's true. And that's why I think, you know, we keep trying to patch it up. We keep trying to plug the holes. We keep trying to fix it. We keep trying to do this. All we're doing is adding more and more layers of stupidity onto the whole thing. It's not going to work. I mean, we should know by now that it's not going to work.
Right, but on the other hand, you know, you have to start minimum by putting the people who violate the laws into jail. You know, they have to be punished.
I agree.
Because that will prevent others from doing it. Because when you realize it, most of these people who in the end get caught, right? They didn't even get a parking ticket in 50 years. You know, but it's made so easy and the temptation is great. You know, there is $1 million laying in the account, unprotected, and nobody cares.
When I started doing this show, Jan, I used to say, because there were stories, especially in Florida, I think, where people were being assessed special assessments to cover the reserves because they didn't have enough reserves. So I always said, make sure you fund the reserves. Fund the reserves. Fund the reserves over and over again. Fund the reserves. And then I got some people calling me up, and they were really upset with me. Are you crazy? Why? Because you keep saying you have to fund the reserves. I said, of course you have to fund the reserves. And they said, no, I don't want to fund the reserves. And these are people who were intelligent people. And I said, why don't you want to fund the reserves? There's got to be a reason for it. And they said, because the money is sitting there in the middle of a table, nobody's paying attention to it, and it is ripe for being stolen. So it's you're not funding anything, you're not saving anything, you're not preventing anything. You're just throwing more money and making it available for people to steal. And I thought, you know what? They have an excellent point, and they are absolutely right. Why are we not protecting these funds?
Sure, and the problem really is, you know, it's a lot of money. You know, everybody is robbing a bank in this state is an idiot. You know, what can you get? $20,000-$30,000? That's all what the banks have, right? In cash, right?
Yeah.
And if you do it, the FBI is on you, and if they get you, they throw the key away and put you in a cell, right? Okay. In homeowners association, you can embezzle $500,000.
Yeah.
You know, and that's totally okay. You know, in the one case, she only embezzled $200,000. You know,
only
the judge said, you know, we don't put her in financial harm. So she can repay the damages she caused by paying $100 a month.
Oh, jeez.
Hello.
Give it
back. Don't you think there's something wrong here?
There's a lot wrong. That's the problem, Jan. There's a whole lot, Jan.
You know, the temptation is big because the money is there. It's unprotected. Nobody's really watching it, right?
Right.
And you know, then they say, okay, and even if I get caught, nothing really happens. You know, and I have the money and that's it, you know, and wonderful, you know. So they do it. If they would know, if I get caught and I get 3 years in jail, they would think twice before they take the money. Many of them do, because funny enough, many of the people that get caught, you know, have a pretty good record of not being criminals. know, they get tempted, they do it, and then they get deeper and deeper into the hole, and then there's a problem. You know, but they would think twice before they embezzle money if they would know they have to pay the price and they go to jail for it. You know, what's the deal? Oh, he's 71 years old. Can't go to jail. Too old for that, right? Well, he was 70 years old when he committed the crime. So was he too old at that time to commit the crime? You know, that's the logic of our judges nowadays.
There is a problem with that. I sort of was reading some of the stuff you sent me, and I'm going through there going, this is absolutely unbelievable. This is absolute, pure and utter bunk.
Yeah, but that's it, and nobody does it. And I can assure you, you know, in the next legislative session, all we will push for is enforcement and protecting the reserves that have to be created.
We're going to keep
Why should people pay into reserves if it's used for baloney?
Well, you know what? Baloney sounds really good right now. Let's go and have a baloney sandwich.
Okay, I already had lunch. Sorry.
But anyway, Jan, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You do an admirable job. And please make sure that you tell us what your website is. There's a link on my website, but I have a lot of people who just listen locally.
Well, it's real easy. It's www.ccfj.net. CaesarFrankandJoe.net. That's it. And from there, you go to all our other websites and get all the information you ever want. So, and there's a lot of things happening here in Florida, so it's interesting to read.
You know, it's happening in Florida. It's happening also all over the place. And you've done such an admirable job of putting together a terrific website and a great letter. But I appreciate it, and I really appreciate the fact that you so willingly come and share what's going on in your life. So for that,
well,
I want
you know,
to thank
you. The word needs to get out because, believe it or not, there are still many, many owners who don't get the message, who don't understand what is really going on. They think, oh, yeah, you know, everything is fine, you know, the grass is mowed, you know.
They protect my property values, don't they?
You know, yes, you know, oh, you sue the board, you know, my property values are going down, are you nuts? You know, well, there's a reason why I sue the board, because they're taking your money. Hello? Oh, don't understand. Why is that? Oh, can't be. You know, this is what you're getting.
Jan, thank you. We've really got to go.
Where they recalled a board member who wanted to see the financials.
Yeah, and it's their right. Jan, thank you so much. I hope you won't wait too long before you come back and tell us what you're up to. But I appreciate that you were here today, and I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome, and it was fun being with you. And I wish you happy holidays.
Thank you. Oh yes, you too.
You take care.
You too.
Bye, Shu.
Bye.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. there's lots of open meetings close to Justice 4HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.
Okay.